Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of Matchup Maximizer, presented by Keeping Carlson. I'm Jeremy Versillo, filling in this week for Elon. This Matchup Maximizer is for Yahoo Week 18, starting February 3rd, 2025, and going into February 9th, 2025. It's the last week before the Four Nations, so playoff matchups are fast approaching in fantasy, and I'm going to do my best to give you all the streamers you need to get another win under your belt. This week appears to be a pretty rough streaming week. There's 28 teams playing both Tuesday and Saturday, so you're likely benching some of your roster players, not even your streamers. Then there's 18 on Thursday, which is a middle-of-the-road type game. You can probably fit a guy in. I know I can in most of my leagues. But then Monday has 2 games, Wednesday has 6 games, Friday has 10, and Sunday has 4. So there's not really a lot of, you know, off-night wiggle room here. The best you're probably getting is 2 games from a streamer. You're not getting a lot of starts to begin with, so your roster is going to need to carry you this week. In general, in weeks like this, I actually prefer to stream goalies, just because if you're only getting 2 or 1 skater start from a move, you might as well get the points from a goalie who usually have bigger one-night swings. The other thing you should do is make sure you have 4 defensemen on your roster this week. I know some people run only 3. I'll go through a couple defensemen who play 3 or 4 games who may be widely available that are worth adding. But to start, let's talk about the aforementioned teams who play on 2 of the off nights this week. First up, we have the Nashville Predators, who play Monday, Friday, Saturday. So you would be able to get at least a Monday game against Ottawa and a Friday game against Chicago. Those are actually some pretty good matchups if you're looking for scoring, and I think the Preds have some interesting players. Gustav Nyquist is only 67% owned. Tommy Novak is 55% owned. And a very sneaky deep add, Luke Evangelista just came off the IR and I believe is 0% owned in Kakupful. All of these ownership percentages are Kakupful ownership percentages, not Yahoo ones. I prefer using Kakupful because that is, you know, a good analog for a competitive league that most people are playing in. If you're in a league where only half the teams are active, you'll probably have better players available than this, but it does not necessarily appeal to everyone who listens. As for these Nashville guys, they're all on Power Play 2 together, and Nyquist and Evangelista look like they're playing on the second line, while Novak is on the third line. On the other hand, Novak has been the hottest of them. He's got 8 points in his last 6 games, but that also comes with 4 goals on what looks like 12 shots in that span. So you may want to temper your expectations there. I think any of those guys who fit your roster and your lineup are worth adding. Evangelista may be kind of the sneaky add of them because he shoots the most, which is nice and valuable. He's also, like I mentioned, coming off an injury, so maybe he's got fresher legs or whatever. I do expect the Preds will score, you know, 8 or so goals in their 2 streamable games on Monday and Friday this week. So hopefully if you pick up one of these 3 guys, Nyquist, Novak, and Evangelista, you'll get in on a couple of those goals. Next up, we've got the New York Rangers with some new mint lines thanks to their acquisition of JT Miller. I'm just going to read off the Rangers lines for their Saturday game right now. These, I guess, are subject to change. Oh, first of all, the Rangers play Wednesday and Friday next week, so you'll get 2 games there. Their opponents are Boston and Pittsburgh in those games, with Columbus on Saturday if you happen to have the space in your Saturday lineup. So again, some pretty good opponents to stream against. The Rangers lines for Saturday, at least, look like Panarin, Miller, Zibanejad on the top line, with Zibanejad moving to the wing. Trocheck, Lafreniere, and Smith on the second line. And then Brodzinski, Kreider, and Cooley on the third line. So it looks like they've kept Riley Smith in the top 6 and moved Cooley down to form a kind of a hard-nosed speed and grit type checking line with Brodzinski and Kreider. So that actually makes it interesting. I was going to point out that Chris Kreider is available in, I believe, 2 Kakupful leagues, and Will Cooley is available in about a dozen. Maybe that dampens your interest a bit on those guys. I know Cooley looks like he's really good based on his average points per game, but has actually been very pedestrian slash below roster worthy for almost 2 months now. So that may be a bit of a lasting mirage from the beginning of the season. Riley Smith, though, is only 12% owned and I guess is keeping his top six role for now. I don't know if teams may try to load up defensively against the Panarin Miller's Zibanejad line, or if, you know, he's going to get a bit more to work with. I don't think Riley Smith has been that bad lately. And let me quickly check what he's been doing. Looks like Riley Smith has 4 points in his last three games. He does have a four-shot game in there. If you go further back, he was cold for a while, and then, you know, 10 to 15 games ago, had a streak of a couple points. So again, not really anything interesting, but if the line mates are good and the opponents are good, I think you have to go for it in a week like that. I think I like Smith better than any of the Nashville streamers. That would be Nyquist, Novak, and Evangelista. Next up, we have a team that Shams and I actually talked about a lot on Thursday on Short Shifts, of the Los Angeles Kings, who just as a team have not been scoring at all. Makes it kind of hard to trust them with a stream. Their Wednesday-Friday opponents are Montreal and Dallas, with Anaheim on Saturday. So, you know, I guess that could potentially be nice. Some of their bigger guns, Kopitar's available in one league. I don't know why. Byfield's available in about five. Laferriere is available in six or so. And then when you move down to their second line, Fogel's 49% cupful owned, Moore's 47%, Deneau 37%. I'd take a chance on like Byfield or Laferriere just because I think they're good players. I know I was a bit less scared of them, of the Kings as a whole, than Shams was on Thursday. I think eventually they'll start scoring. Another guy worth noting is Alex Turcotte is still technically on the top line, although he's only playing 10 to 11 minutes a night, so it means he's not getting any special teams time. And I noticed every time they're pushing for a goal, they're bumping him off and putting either Byfield or Laferriere or Fiala up there with Kopitar and Kempe. So I'm not really that interested in Alex Turcotte, despite the good deployment. He's a nice deep league option, though, if you're in some 16 or 18 or 20 team leagues out there. Another guy I'll just call quick attention to is Jordan Spence. I know that's a bit more of a tenuous option with Doughty back. Spence is no longer running the top power play like he was, and honestly may get rotated out for Brandt Clark since they play kind of a similar role on the team. But Spence had been doing some good things, you know, some hits, some blocks. He has 4 points in his last seven games, so if you need a defenseman, you could do worse. I think, though, defense is one where you're more likely to have open slots Tuesday and Saturday, so you may be able to get a higher level streamer than that. Just to recap the Kings, though, I'd definitely add Byfield or Laferriere if you get the chance to. Fogel, Deneau, Moore, I still think I like Riley Smith or the Nashville guys ahead of those three. The next team we've got is the Edmonton Oilers, who play Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday. Tuesday they're against St. Louis, although you probably won't get that game in. Wednesday they play Chicago, Friday they play Colorado. So, you know, getting some Chicago games, always good. Maybe expect some points. As always, Edmonton's pretty top-heavy, though, so there aren't a ton of streaming options. It looks like Victor Arvidsson is in the top six, playing with RNH and Hyman, so that's a decent option. I'm assuming he's also on Power Play 2. The guy who's taken the spot with McDavid and Draisaitl currently is Corey Perry, who is completely unowned in Kakupful. I should mention that Arvidsson is only 18% owned, so should be pretty widely available. Would I really take a chance on Corey Perry? I mean, I'd take Perry over a lot of the guys I've talked about. I'd take him over the Kings just based on team. But, you know, I would not be surprised if by Wednesday's game, Corey Perry is not on that top line because they play a game Tuesday and those third wheels in Edmonton seem to only last a game or two at a time. I honestly think Arvidsson's the safer choice of the two. RNH and Hyman are pretty good line mates. Edmonton does seem to be trying to push it a bit for getting some combinations that work outside of their two superstars. So yeah, maybe go with someone like Arvidsson over Corey Perry, the moonshot 0% owned player.
Playoffs. We're talking about playoffs. You bet we are. Get in on the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Scoring touchdowns is the key to winning in the playoffs, and you can score big by betting on them at DraftKings, the number one place to bet touchdowns. Ready to place your first bet? Try betting on something simple like a player to score six. Go to the DraftKings Sportsbook app and make your pick. Or hey, if you want to bet on hockey, I'm taking a look now at DraftKings Sportsbook over on the Calder odds for this year. Man, I really got it wrong putting my money on Matvei Michkov in my earlier episode with Victor. Michkov is at a plus 2,500 odds, subject to change, so looks like they are not predicting that he's going to make me look smart here. It's Macklin Celebrini and Lane Hutson as the two favorites at the moment. If you agree or if you feel differently, hey, maybe you'll want to make a bet over on DraftKings. New DraftKings customers, by the way, can bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code THPN. That's code THPN for new customers to get $200 in bonus bets instantly when you bet just $5 only on DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age and eligibility varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. For additional terms and responsible gaming resources, see dkng.co/ice.
I've got just a couple more teams here for you. Another Wednesday Friday team, as you've heard mentioned as an opponent multiple times, is the Chicago Blackhawks. They play Wednesday Friday Saturday against Edmonton, Nashville, and St. Louis. So you get the Edmonton game and the Nashville game. The two guys most available or most interesting to me are Tyler Bertuzzi and Toivo Teravainen. Bertuzzi is 76% owned, Teravainen 57%, so not really that available. I would definitely add Bertuzzi if he's available. He's playing with Bedard at even strength. He's playing with Bedard on the power play. And, you know, he seems to at least be getting some points here and there for Chicago. Teravainen's very streaky and basically a zero if he doesn't get points, so that's kind of scary. Two deeper options on Chicago I noted. Connor Murphy just came back from injury and is good for like three blocks and two hits every game based on his seasons and averages. Additionally, if one of the games you're playing is against Edmonton, he's going to see a lot of defensive zone time against Edmonton. If they take some penalties, he'll see a lot of that PK time. That could be on the higher end of the variance for hits and blocks, especially for blocks. So if you want to play the peripherals game, keep an eye on 20% owned Connor Murphy. And then the other guy to keep an eye on is Frank Nazar, the young rookie who's playing next to Bedard. He's only 12% owned. I'm less interested in Nazar than in Bertuzzi because Nazar is on power play 2 while Bertuzzi's on power play 1. Nazar did have a nice 4-game point streak but has since gone 3 without a point. Doesn't really shoot a ton. I think he's got a bright future, but I'm not sure he's worth streaming this week in particular. And, you know, he may even end up off of Bedard's line because I know they've been trying him as driving his own unit and trying to spread out some of the youth. Actually, while we're looking at Chicago, another thing is you could just add one of their goalies. Peter Mrazek's playing their Saturday game, so it should mean Soderblom gets Wednesday versus Edmonton. Hear me out here. That sounds like a dumb idea, starting a goalie on one of the worst teams in the league against Edmonton. Soderblom actually hasn't been that bad this year. I think he's hovering around a 9-10 save percentage, which is impressive. And also, Chicago gives up so many shots. Like, I'm looking through their game log, and like half of the past 10 games or so, they've given up more than 40 shots. They've given up 42 to Florida today with 10 minutes left in the game. They gave up 48 to Carolina, like, a week and a half ago. Like, if you're a goalie's facing 40, 45 shots in a game, that's probably still worth rolling out to start, even if it's going to be a 6-2 loss or something. You don't get penalized for losses in Cupful. I can't do the math right now for what, how many points a 6-2 loss on 45 shots would be, but I think it's still like not just positive, but actually pretty reasonable. And, you know, if he happens to play really well on Wednesday, Arvid Soderblom, this is, if he happens to have like a great start and, you know, put up 15 Gekupful points and shut out Edmonton, there's a good chance he gets the Friday game too. So you can also play that by ear afterwards. I'm a big fan of streaming goalies who are just going to face shot volume. That's a lot safer than projecting wins and losses, in my opinion, because hockey is so close to a coin flip sport on a single game matchup anyway. But I digress. Your choice whether you want to add a Chicago goalie. I noticed he's available in my division. I actually am seriously considering that if I still have a move available on, if he's still there when I have moves again on Monday. Last but not least, we have the Montreal Canadiens, who play Tuesday, Wednesday, Saturday, Sunday. So a pair of back-to-backs, one of the few teams playing four games. Unfortunately, only two of those games are on off nights, but they play San Jose, Los Angeles, New Jersey, and Tampa in those games. Montreal's a team that I would target defensemen from if you are one of those people who have openings on Tuesday and or Saturday for a defenseman. The San Jose game Tuesday especially looks juicy. And they've also got one defenseman in particular that I'd be interested in adding that's almost universally available. There's Mike Matheson, who is available in about 14% of Kakupful leagues. So he's worth an add. He's not the same guy he was last year because Lane Hutson has taken over power play one duties. But you could definitely take a look for Matheson if he's available. The guy I'm interested in, though, is actually Alexander Carrier. He was added in a trade with Nashville and has actually been a half-point-per-game guy. He's got 10 points in 20 games since that trade, pretty quietly, I might add. And on top of that, he's now playing on the top pairing with Mike Matheson because Caden Gooley is out for the season. And I know Gooley was great this year for, you know, hits, blocks, the occasional assist, just kind of playing big minutes with the big-name forwards in Montreal. I think Carrier is going to start taking some of that role, kind of bump himself up from, you know, 19 minutes a night to 20, 21 minutes a night, get those extra periffs. Again, he's already pacing 40 points as a Hab. So I think he's one of those guys that I'd really be looking to add if I have room to start him three or even four times this week, as opposed to the two I'm going to get from any other streamer. On the forward side, Kirby Dach's only owned in 20% of leagues. I'm actually surprised he's owned in that few. He's kind of the solid but boring second-line center out there in Montreal. I have to imagine he's been pretty cold lately since Laine hasn't scored in a couple games, and Laine only scores on the power play, apparently. But he's centering Laine and Newhook. You could do worse than Kirby Dach if you're looking just for two off-night games, although I think I would lean towards a Wednesday-Friday guy over the Wednesday-Sunday that Kirby Dach gives you, because you could get the Wednesday-Friday games and then figure out what you're doing Saturday and Sunday. Maybe you have a goalie start because someone doesn't start. Maybe you don't need the help and can just start looking ahead to, well, not next week, but like 3 weeks from now when games resume. So outside of the defenseman, I don't think I'd be adding Kirby Dach. Last but not least, I mentioned that I'd give you some other defensemen worth grabbing if you are one of those people with a D slot. Some four-game defensemen that are available in some leagues. Darren Radish has been running power play one in Tampa and is 90% owned. Thomas Chabot is just kind of an all-around big-minute defenseman in Ottawa and is 92% owned. And then Michael Kesselring is 49% owned and has lost his power play one duties to Sergachev now that Sergachev is healthy, but you could do worse for a four-game streamer. All three of those defensemen play four games. If you have the roster spot and Alex Carrier doesn't interest you, I would consider one of those guys. Also, a quick shout back to my comments about goalies. I would be looking to stream goalies this week. I think, looking at the schedule, I think there's a good chance that Korpisalo, Picard, and Jakub Dobesh all start on Wednesday because the teams play Tuesday, Wednesday back-to-backs, and I expect the starter will get the Tuesday game. So you can keep your eye on Corpusalo in Boston, Picard in Edmonton, and Dobesh in Montreal as a potential Wednesday goalie streamer that you'll definitely have a spot for. You also can keep your eye on Ottawa's Monday starter or speculate a bit. Levi Marilainen starting their Saturday game, so I would suspect Monday is Anton Forsberg, unless Linus Ullmark, who has been, quote, getting closer, is back from the dead and ready to play. I'm not sure I'm willing to take that plunge on Forsberg, just because I don't know what's up with Ullmark. If somehow he gets confirmed Sunday or Monday morning, yeah, I'd be looking to grab him, but I suspect someone else is going to be more willing to take that shot than I am. One other minor thing I just noticed, if you're looking for a midweek ad after, you know, getting a couple games, or if your plans change, Washington plays Thursday, Sunday, so that could be something where if you get a game on Wednesday from one of these goalies, then you could drop them for a Washington skater and get two games out of them, or I think Colorado plays Thursday, Friday, so you've got a couple options for your midweek transitions here. With that, I guess it's time for a Sunday savior. There are a ton of teams that play on Sunday this week, so I'm not going to really go through all of them. But my Sunday savior for you this week is going to be, I think I'm just going to pick anybody. I'm going to go with my guy, Alex Carrier, because Montreal plays Sunday at Anaheim, which is a good matchup. And then you're going to get four starts from him next week. That's kind of where I was muttering about earlier, is I would look for a guy for a Sunday savior who also has a good schedule the following week, just so that you kind of kill two birds with one stone. I know I mentioned Colorado plays Thursday, Friday on next week, so you could get a Colorado streamer for your Sunday savior. Montreal's an option. New York Rangers are an option because they play Sunday and then Wednesday, Friday. So kind of just hedging my bets a bit here. But now if I want to put my neck out, I'll say Alex Carrier tomorrow against Anaheim. Let's see him put up a point or two and prove me right. To quickly recap, some of the streamers I like best for next week. On the forward side, I'd be targeting Tommy Novak in Nashville. Maybe Luke Evangelista and Gustav Nyquist too. I like Riley Smith quite a bit. I'd be adding Quinton Byfield or Alex Laferriere if they're available, which they probably aren't. I'm passing on Corey Perry. And then on defense, I'd be looking at Connor Murphy and Alex Carrier for next week's schedule. And then I'd also be looking pretty hard at goaltenders, including Arvid Soderblom in Chicago, Corpusalo in Boston, Picard in Edmonton, and Dobesh in Montreal. Good luck next week, and I hope you all are well on your way to a playoff run in your fantasy hockey leagues. Bye.